Okay, Rabbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Mori Katan Daf Yud Gimel, and we have the tremendous schus of finishing the second parak, finishing up Halachos of Chol HaMoed. Well, there's still a little bit of Halachos of Chol HaMoed in the next parak, even though it's predominantly about Avelus. But either way, this parak, obviously finishing up Halachos of Malacha and work on Chol HaMoed. We have a bunch of Mishnayos on this daf, so let's get to it. It says the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Beis, Amud Beis. Machnes Adam Perosov Mipnei Ganavim. A person is allowed to bring in his fruits, his produce, anything he may have, because he's nervous about thieves. Again, normally, Pasha says it's too much tircha to bring in all your produce, but if you're nervous, people are going to steal it, so we're obviously not going to make you leave it outside and available for thieves. Shola Pishtonam in a Mishra, Pishvil Shola Te'aved. You can take your flax out of the water it's soaking in so that it won't go bad. Ubavashlo Yechavin es Malachto B'moed. As long as you're not Mechavin Malachto, which means you shouldn't intend and delay to do until you're off, right? You shouldn't delay until Chol HaMoed to do your Malacha. That's a Isser D'Rabbanan, as we'll see. V'kulon in any type of malacha, if you kind of pushed it off and waited until it was Chol HaMoed to do it, so then there's a knas chazal put on this produce that you should not be, you should not use it. Rashi says, "Asur lehanos mehem," you should not derive benefit from whatever work that you did. Tana v'lendu rabbeisa ubovachlo yachni same bitzina l'sok beiso. Right, as long as right, you have to do it when you bring all this stuff in, right? The fruits that you're bringing in, right, that has to be done bitzina, that has to be done privately, right? You can't make this whole public thing. Rav Yosef, havale kishurei, and ayalu b'rei mama. But we see, hold on one second, we see that Rav Yosef had these kishurei, which is big pieces of wood, and he brought them into his house during the daytime. So right? What we just learned, you have to do it at nighttime. Why'd you do it during the day? So Rav Yosef said back to him, so tzina dehani yamamahu. Right? Really, because the best way to do it was during the day. Because came into Belele, bo gavri yiseri, because at night, I need a lot of people. I need bo medukhri denora, and I need to find torches, right? So then, so Avshem Milsus then becomes a whole public thing. Right? So it's much easier for me to do it at daytime, right? Meaning it's all relative. Meaning tzina is not like specifically tzina. You don't have to put up like boards or barriers or stuff. It's just in all the options, right? Weighing all your options, you have to do it without as much fanfare as possible. Mishola is pishtano, right? We said in the Mishnah, or min pishtano. You have to Mishola pishtano min hamishra. I'm not sure what I'm reading. Bo minei Rabbi Yirmiyah min Rabbi Zera. Right? We said you have to take out the flax from the soaking water. So kivim malachta b'moed umeis ma'ushik misubana v'achrav. So the question is like this. Let's say again we said at the end of the Mishnah that if you did this malacha, if you waited, if you kivim malachto, if you waited to do the malacha till Chol HaMoed, that's nistir. We said there's a knas, you're not allowed to use the stuff. What about, right, if the person passes away, right, is the knas, is the fine on the person or on the stuff? Right, if a person passes away, so are his children, are his inheritors, the Yorshim, are they allowed to use the material? So, intim salomar, sarim ozen b'chor. So, okay, so basically we're going to look for, and then we're going to bring a bunch of cases here, we're going to look for a parallel case in halacha where there's a knas that you're not allowed to use something, and then a person passes away, we'll see what the halacha is over there. So first of all, the Gemara brings a case of a bechor. A bechor, just to prep, is an animal that has to be brought as a korban, but if it gets a mum, so then it becomes right the kohen's personal property. The problem is, right, sometimes kohanim and others, right, got a little too feisty, and they made a mum, right, without it happening, right? Again, they did a mum on their own. So then, that scenario, so the Chazal said, that's not cool, and we're going to make sure you have a knas, you're not allowed to use that animal. So the question is like this. So then I said, now, with that little background, so it says the Gemara, first of all, Imtim Solomar, Tzirim Ozen, Bechor, Kansu, Banav Achrav. Right, now the halacha over there is that the sons, the Yoshim, cannot use the animal. So is that probably different? Probably because Mishum Disur Daraisa, because that's an Isser. That's Daraisa, right? That's a din that's found in the Torah. Intim Salomar, meaning so that's not parallel to our case because Malacha on Chol HaMoed is the Rabbanan. Didn't we say it's Machlokes Rishonim whether Malacha on Chol HaMoed is the Rabbanan Daraisa? So those who hold as Daraisa, like Rashi over here and Dibur Maskol Mishum, would just say that yeah, Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Daraisa, but Kivin Malachto. But preparing to do malacha, meaning the malacha itself that they were doing, bringing, let's say, bringing the fruits in or whatever, that in and of itself is not actually a malacha. Doing a malacha would be asur d'oraisa, but if you did something that's not asur d'oraisa, but kiveh malachto, you waited to do that malacha until chol hamoed, right? Even though the malacha itself wasn't asur, right? Maybe one of the mutter things that you're allowed to do in chol hamoed, still that's an issur d'rabbanan. That's what we're saying here, that the bechor is d'oraisa, but the kiveh malachto is mid'rabbanan. Okay, fine, either way. That's a little bit, perhaps, more in-depth than we usually go. Right, so again, so if you tell me that the Bechor will draw a parallel from Bechor, well, Bechor is Daraisa, and here we're talking about a case that's Asur Darabanan. Vintim Tzolomar Machar Avdo L'Avdo Kechavim U'meyez Katsuban of Acharov. And by another case, you could compare it to, or a case where you sell your Eved Kenani, and Eved Kenani is Chayav Mitzvah, like a woman, right, he has some sort of partial Geirus. If a person sells, it's Asur to sell, therefore, that Eved Kenani to a Goy, because then he's not going to be able to do any of the Mitzvahs that he's Chayav in. And what happens if that Eved Kenani runs away from his old masters, then you're not allowed to buy him. So that's, you're not allowed to, you know, put him back to work. So that's the knas, that's the punishment that rings true also of the Yorshim, also of the inheritors. So maybe that's Mishum Duchol Yoma Mafka Lim Mitzvos. Maybe that's special because over there, when you sell him, right, he's no longer able to do mitzvos, that's a serious offense. We're gonna have a knas. But Achamai, what's the case over here? What's the halacha over here? Gavra kanis rabbanan v'halesa, odom ha-mamona kanis rabbanan v'ha'isa. Is the penalty on the person or on the stuff? So Amalei, so he said to him, to we learned. Rabbi who is it? Rabbi Zera back to Rabbi Yirmiya. Yeah. Tinitua, the Mishnah says, Mishnah in Shuvis, right? That makes sense. Right? Sadeshe nitzkavtza b'shuvis. If you have a field that you cleaned up all the weeds and like the you know, kind of, not the weeds, that's probably a bad example. We're talking about like on top of the field, kind of like the not the shrubbery, but like the overgrowth, right, you know, and like the thorny stuff that's, you know, kind of cleared the field out where you're not actually working the ground. So then Tizra l'motzei shvi'is. Then you're allowed to plant it the next year, right, because even though it's, you know, that's a din d'rabbanan, but there's no knas there. That's not an iser d'oraisa type of malacha that Chazal, right, asered. That the Torah asserts, meaning it's only the Rabbanan, right? Because you're quote unquote working the land, but it's not going to be something you're going to get a knas and not going to be able to work the land the year after. But Nitaiva or Nidaira, but if you made it better, right, so then Lo Tizra Motzizri is, then there's an Isser, and you're not allowed to plow it the year afterwards. In the eighth year. And that's also the Rabbanan, but that has a knas, meaning that, because that actually improves the land. But I'm going to be right, because you remember, we can't bring a case that's also Daraisa, because that, right, this case is Darabanan. So that is also Darabanan, but there's a knas there because you're actually working on the land. If I'm Rabbi Yossi Barchanina, Naktinan, he said, Rabbi Yossi Barchanina said that we learned, Etiva Umeis, if let's say the guy passed away, right, Beno Zora, that his son is allowed actually to plant that land. So Amalad did they cancer Rabbanan, the Vrei Lo cancer Rabbanan. Apparently, you see, the fine is on the guy. The knas is on the guy, not on the stuff. So Akhanami, so here too, right? Did they cancer Rabbanan, the Vrei Lo cancer Rabbanan. So see over here, by the case of Mechavin Melachto, right? It's also on the guy and not the sons, and the Yorshim can actually use that produce. Amar Abaye says, the Natina that we learned, that Time Taros of a mace, and similarly, that if a person made Taros Tame, and then he passed away, right? You're not supposed to do that. Right? So Lo cancer Bar of Akhrov, right? So then, right, again, there's no problem. There's no fine against the children. The children can use that stuff. Really, actually, over here, it's talking about paying back the guy. It's called Hezek Shein Nikar, as we're going to see in 1 second. It's damage that's not recognizable in the sense that the produce is still there. It's just tame. It's a halachic problem, but you haven't actually damaged your fellow stuff. So if you there's no knas that the children have to pay the damages for that. My time, what's the reason? Hezek Shein Nikar, Lo Shmei Hezek. Because we hold that if you can't see the actual damage, it's not actual. I mean, it's damage, but it's you yourself, the guy who does it, has to pay, but his children don't. And therefore, the day counts are Rabbanan, the very low counts are Rabbanan. Right, so again, we see that by the key, these cases, they're Rabbanan. The Chazal extended the penalty to the guy, but not to the stuff, and therefore, you know, the children do not have to pay over there. They are allowed to use the produce in our case by Chol HaMoed. New Mishnah now. Eng lochim batim avadim ubehema. Right, el tzorach hamoed. Right, ol tzorach hamocher she'en lo mayochal. The only way you're allowed to buy houses, slaves, or animals is if you need it for whatever reason on Chol HaMoed. Or if you're trying to give, if you're trying to do a chesed, right, the guy who's selling perhaps does not have any money, so instead of giving him tzedakah, right, it's better to what's the phrase? What's the Chinese proverb? Right, to teach a man to fish as opposed to giving. You can give him a man a fish, or you can teach him how to fish. So better to buy something from him instead of just giving him tzedakah outright. So that would be mutter as well. What about a worker? Right, again, you can sell something a chalamoid, which even if the tzorech, even if the need is for after chalamoid, if you have no food. But what about a worker? So someone who has no money, right? He wants to work to get money for a chalamoid. Are you allowed to hire him? So Amalei said that Tanina will learn in Abraisa, Olu Torah Chamochesh, Ein Lo Moyochal. Again, the Mishnah said that you're allowed, again, our Mishnah said, right, you're allowed to, what's it called? You're allowed to buy this stuff from a seller who has nothing to eat. Right? The Mishnah didn't really have to say, right, She'ein Lo Moyochal. Right? Again, Olu Torah Chamocher, you're allowed to buy it if the seller needs it. Well, what need is there aside from food for Chol HaMoed? Right? The only way he's allowed to sell these items is if he needs it for Chol HaMoed. So what do you mean? You have to sell it, you have to buy it from someone who needs it for food, obviously. So that's extra. So what is that coming to include? Right? What does that mean to tell me? That lav l'suyi scharpula, doesn't that mean to say that a worker can also work on Chol HaMoed if he has no food? So Rava said back, who was it? The Torah of Nachman. Right? Lo, nah, that's not what it's talking about. You can't learn, don't make that diuk, because prushe kamafarei. She's just explaining, right, what the heter is over here. Esrei Rabbi, Rabbi says, one sec, what do you mean? In Kosvin, shtari chov b'moed, right? You can't write a shtar if someone owes somebody money on chol moed. Vim eno mamino, but if you don't trust the guy, right? Or in eno mayochal, and or if he has no food, so then harayze yichov, then he can. So the Gemara says, well, one second, she'eno mayochal l'suyi mai over there. What's that coming to include? Right, lav l'suyi scharpula, doesn't that mean to say that you can hire the scribe, the guy to write the shtar, if he has no food? Right, that seems to include, right, again, apparently that, we again, you can make that diak over there. So he says, Shmamina, yeah, okay, Echanami, that's what that phrase is coming to teach me, right, that it's coming to include someone who needs to work, and he's able to learn. So he's able to work in Chol HaMoed for that purpose. Mostly for Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, one second, Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, now this is a little bit, we did this a while ago, smack in the middle of Sechas Pesachim, Dafnan Hay. That if you remember, that whole parak is about doing malacha and Erev Pesach, right? The question is, right, if there's a place where the minag is not to do malacha on Erev Pesach, so now we'll just jump back into the Gemara, the Chachamim say that Shalosh Umnios, right, Osa Malacha Bar Pesach Machatzos. There are three types of people who are allowed, three professions that are allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach, Chayatim, Saparim, and Kofsim, tailors. Sparim are barbers, and kofsim is the dry cleaners, right, or laundromat. Chayatim, what's the deal with the tailors, right? Shekin hedyo tovar gedarka b'chol hamoed, because you see that a normal person can do stitching right on chol hamoed. So obviously implying that the tailors are not allowed to work in chol hamoed, but pashas is on erev Pesach, they are allowed, because Erev Pesach is less of an Isser Malacha than it is on chol hamoed. We'll question that in a second, but... But if, well, sort of, not really. I mean, we assume that the Erev Pesach is less of an Isra Chol HaMoed. So if the tailors are not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed, so Pasha says they are allowed to work on Erev Pesach. Hasaparim v'akovsim, v'shakein ha'boim m'midir zayam v'yotzim m'beis ha'surim mutarim l'sapar l'chabes b'chol HaShamoed. Again, since they are allowed to do these type of malachos, if someone whatever got out of jail or came from on a long trip, right, they are allowed, and they didn't get a chance to get a haircut or wash their clothes, so then they are allowed to do that in Chol HaMoed. So if there are certain scenarios, this is really what we're going to question. If there are certain scenarios that where you can allow these malachos, right, the tailoring and the washing and the what's it called, and the barbering, that's not the right word, and the haircutting, right. So it must be that they're mutter and chol hamoed. If there's some scenarios which these three malachos are mutter and chol hamoed, so pashas is, right, it must be that they are also allowed to be done on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, Vizal Gadaidach, and if you tell me, Schar Pahula, She'in Loma Yochal Shari, if you tell me that, well, there are other malachos that you're technically allowed to do on chol hamoed in certain scenarios as well, like anything, if the guy has no food, so then kol malachos nami l'shturu. And then you could do all malacha on Erev Pesach, right? Again, because that's the case where if you tell me that in certain scenarios, if a malacha is mutter in certain scenarios on Chol HaMoed, sorry. If you'll tell me that certain scenarios certain malachos are mutter in certain scenarios on Chol HaMoed, and therefore they're mutter on Erev Pesach. So everything should be mutter on Erev Pesach, because there are every malacha has a certain scenario where you could do it on Chol HaMoed, like if the guy has no money. So how does that work? And so the meaning that that's a most of Rav Sheshes, that's a kasha from Rav Sheshes. Meaning that everything should be mutter. Meaning don't ask that not only in the case where people have no food. So maskevah Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says, well, one second, now let me ask the binyan l'shri. Right? So one second, if you tell me that any scenario. Right, again, the assumption is that if something is mutter in some scenario in Chol HaMoed, it's also mutter in Erev Pesach. So he says that you should also be able to build something. Because you remember, about a week ago, what was it, a few daf ago, we learned, Shekein Kotel Gavol, there's Shizur Avim. If you have a wall that's kind of about to fall into Shizur Avim, right, so then Sosur Bona Kedarkam Lepinei HaZakana. You can break it down and fix it. Right, in that scenario, you can do that Malach on Chol HaMoed. So why isn't that mutter on Erev Pesach? And Maskala Ravina says a kasha. This is not on Rav Papa, this is another kasha, piling on Rav Sheshes. Elamiata, again, if it's true that if something is mutter on Chol HaMoed, in certain scenarios, it's definitely mutter on Erev Pesach, so lavlar l'shturi. So too, a scribe, someone who's writing shtaros, should also be able to work on Erev Pesach. Shekein kosim kiddushin nashim, gitin v'shovrim. Right, again, we can write all these types of shtaros on Chol HaMoed. So Ella Amar Rav Ashi, so therefore we get rid of that. And Rav Ashi says, Moed Arabasa Karamis, that don't ask me a kasha from Chol HaMoed to Erev Pesach, right? You just forget that whole thing. Because Moed Mishum Tirchu and Bemakum Sedesh are Rabbanan. Arabasa Mishum Tirch Yaldavu, right? I guess to explain quickly, right? I mean, Chol HaMoed, why is Chol HaMoed Malacha? Why is Malacha Asr and Chol HaMoed, right? One of the reasons is because of Tircha, because it's so much extra stuff, right? But, you know, so much extra work. In certain scenarios, Makom Tzeda, if a person's going to lose a lot of money, right, so therefore, or he doesn't have food, right, so therefore, Chazal or Mekel in certain scenarios. But Erev Pesach, what do you mean? We want to make sure that people are able to get ready for Pesach. So therefore, Midi Tzorech Yom Tov Shara Rabbanan, Midi Lav Tzorech Yom Tov Lo Shara Rabbanan. Only something that is Shaykh for Yom Tov, like getting a haircut, or going to the barber, or doing or tailoring your clothes, right, that's Moter. But other stuff, right, that's not going to necessarily get to be mutter. So don't compare, right, Chol HaMoed and Pesach. Right, that's like Rav Sheshes wanted to do. Right, you can't learn anything about the heter of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed or Pesach from that shustel, as they say. Okay. Ein mefanim bayis levayis. New Mishnah again. We don't move. You're not really supposed to move items, boxes, whatnot, from one house to another, right? Ava mufana lo chatzero, but you can go to a chatzer. We'll see that's a little bit against the safe in a second. Ein mevin kelim beis ha'uman, right? You're not allowed to bring, kelim very often means clothing, but probably means any type of utensils over here, from the uman, from anybody who's making it, from the professional, you're not allowed to take, you know, your items back. Im choshish lahem, but if you're nervous that you're concerned someone will take them or whatever, you won't get them back, so then mefanim lo chatzer acheres, you can bring them to a different chatzer. So the Gemara immediately says, one second, Hamarta Reisha ain't mefanim klal. Right? You're telling me that you can move it to a different chatzer, right? And the Reisha says you're not allowed to go from one house to the house, but you are allowed to go to a chatzer. Right? One second. So what's going on over here? Meaning what chatzer? This chatzer, that chatzer, another chatzer. So Amar Abaye says, no, Sefer Nasal Advais Sheba Chatzer. What it means is that the meaning you can learn from the second part of the Mishnah, right, that what it means is it's mutter for you to move an item from your house to your chatzer, right? That's not a big deal. That's your private property. But elsewhere, right, that's going to be also that's going to be already too much tircha. You can't get your stuff from the professionals, right, from whatever, you know, whoever made it. Samar Papa Badik Lan Rava. Rava once asked us, checked us, asked us the following kasha. Meaning he wanted to see, right? He wanted to give us a test, right, a little bit to see what we would say. Tanan, he said, one second, it says in the Mishnah that Imavin came with Besa Uman, that you can't bring, right, your stuff from the professional's house or his store or whatever. But Urminu, one second, it says we have a kasha. The Mishnah says in Psachim that Maluchim Mavim Kalim and Besa Uman, that you are allowed to take Kalim, to take items both to the professional's house and from the professional's house. Right? Even if you don't need them. So what do you do? What do you do? Shanina Leis, we answered, yeah, Kan Barbas or Kan B'chol HaShemoed. Well, it depends. Right? If you're talking about Erev Pesach, so then, yeah, it's mutter. As we said before, that Erev Pesach, right, less of a Isra Malacha than Chol HaMoed. Rechalamoid, you can't. So Iboy Seima, or another answer, Haba Haba Chol Shamoid, and both of these Mishnayos are Rechalamoid, and Kaba Mamino, Kaba Shein Mamino. And it depends. If you trust the guy, or you're not nervous that the stuff will get stolen. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Fatanya, no, just kidding. Right, Rashi says, first Rashi over here says, Siyua, that this way Hatanya is proof. Mevin Kalim Mebesa Uman. You can bring, Kalim from the professional's house. Kagon Kad Mebesa Kadar. You can get a Kad is a pitcher from the guy who makes pitchers. Mekos Mebesa Zagag. And a cup from the guy who makes glass. Right. Avalot Tamer Mebesa Tzava. But you can't get wool from the guy who is dyeing it. Right. D-Y-E-I-N-G. Avalot Kalim Mebesa Uman. You can't get, again, these Kalim from the professional's house. But if you have no food, if he has no food, rather, you can pay him and then leave it there. And if you don't believe him, you don't trust him. So then, you can put it in a different house that's next to this guy's professional's house, meaning in the same chatzar, and by someone that you trust. If you're nervous that they're going to get stolen, so then, right, you can move it to another place. Okay, fine. If you don't believe him, I mean, if you don't trust in that guy either, so then already you can bring it to your house. And again, this Bryce says that if you don't trust him, so then again, you can bring it to your house. If you really pash this, you think it's going to get stolen, you can bring it to your house. And that's what we just said, that there's a difference between our Mishnah and that Mishnah. So Gemara says, 1 second, that's very nice, but if you read the other Mishnah carefully, it doesn't say only bringing Kalim from the professional's house, it says also taking Kalim to his house, to his store. Right, Terasta Mavian, you understand why we explained, well, you can bring stuff from his place, but Molichin Kasha, but you, why does the Mishnah then say in Pesachim that you can take stuff to his store, to his house? Because the Mishnah says, right? The Pasha, the implication from our Mishnah, is if you can't take it back, you definitely can't drop it off, right? Obviously, that's not for the Tzor Chamoid, right? So what's going on over there? So, Ela Mechavar to the Kiddushni and Meikara, rather, it makes much more sense to say, no, the original answer that we said, that the split between Mishnayos is Chalamoid versus Erev Pesach, right? And that solves everything nice and neat. Okay, another Mishnah. This is the last Mishnah in the Perek. And then we'll finish the parak. Mechapin es aktzios bekash. You will see what mechapin means. There's a difference. Right? Well, let's just read it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af me'abin. The mechap, you can be mechape. The aktzios usually dried figs. Rashi says mechasin by mechapin. Right, you can. Both of them are referring to covering. Question is what exactly those words mean, and the Gemara will ask that. But you can basically cover these dry figs in order to make sure, to make sure they don't get damaged. And if people are selling fruit or clothing, excuse me, or kalim, they can sell privately. Those are three different professions. Tzedem is trapping. The shashos are people who crush grain, and grusos are people who crush beans. So osim betzina tzara chalamoid. They can also do that betzina in private for a chalamoid. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hey mechmir al atzman, that those professionals are machmir. And the question is, Gemara will already ask, what does Rabbi Yossi mean? Are they machmir? Meaning, is that a chumrah, or are they more machmir than the Tanakhama says? But okay, we'll see in a second. Pliki bar Bichia bar Abba Rabbi Asi. The machlokes is with Rabbi Mishmei der Chizkei ve Rabbi Yochanan. And the machlokes, right according to the Rebbeim, Chad Amar Mechapen Aklushe Me'aben Asmuche. One of them says Mechapen is, check the translation at the top of your Gemara, right? If you wrote it on the side, right? Mechapen is Aklushe, which is loose, and Me'aben is Asmuche, which is thick. I mean, just depending on the type of covering. V'chad amar mechapin bein aklushi bein asmuche, that mechapin is referring to covering, whether you're putting pieces down, pieces of straw or straight or fig or twigs or whatever to cover the figs. That's either loose or tight or thick. But ma'abin is also k'min kri, is piling them up. I guess in order to make sure that they get taken care of. Tanya and Mehaku also learned a brisa that Ma'abin also come in Kree, that Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that Ma'abin, this is, says straight away that Ma'abin is piling the figs, together, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that you are in fact allowed to do that. Mochi Peirus Kuzus Kalim Mochi Metzina. Right, again, you can do all of these things in private. So the question, when Rabbi Yossi said, "Hey, mechmir al atzman," those people have to be machmir themselves. So, "Hey, mechmir al atzman," the lo have avdi klal, right? O dama the have avdi bitzina. Meaning, what's the chumrah over here? Is the doing it bitzina the chumrah, or really struggling here? I feel like I have something stuck in the back of my throat. I'm trying to drink it down. Okay, I apologize. Meaning, what's the chumrah? Is the chumrah what the Tanakhama said? And then Rabbi Yossi is being more makel, and when he says that, oh, you just said that the tzelet betzina is a chumrah, or is Rabbi Yossi trying to be more machmir, that, oh, Tanakhama, you said that these people can sell betzina, they can sell privately, but I think they shouldn't sell at all, meaning they should be even more machmir than that. So that's the kasha. So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Mocher peres kesus v'keli, mocher betzina l'tzarech ha'moed. And here it says straight away, Rabbi Yossi Omer says very clearly that Tagrei Tveria hei nechmira l'atzman shlo yu mochlin kol iker. They wouldn't sell it all. So you see that Rabbi Yossi is being more machmir and says they shouldn't even sell it in private. Tzadei chayas v'ofos v'dagin tzadim b'tzina tzarcham. Oh wait, all these trappers, these different types of trappers can do it b'tzina. Rabbi Yossi Omer tzadei ako hei nechmira l'atzman shlo yu tzadim kol iker. Again, Rabbi Yossi is more machmir that he wouldn't do it at all. So you see that he's being more machmir. The shushay chilka targis v'tisane Dosh Mitzina, El Tzorech HaMoed, these people who grind all these type of stuff can do it Mitzina. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Dosh Eshet Tzipori, Ha'ini Chmir, Alas Mitzina, Dosh Nkol Iker. Right, again, you see very clearly that Rabbi Yossi was Machmir even more than the Tanakhama by all these types of stuff. Amar Rabbi, Chilka Chada L'Tarti, Targis Chada L'Thos, Ntisni Chada L'Arba. Right, all these different types of things is simply describing in how many pieces they chop the grains. but it's grains that's been chopped up, wheat that has been chopped up into one, two, or three, there are two, three, or four pieces. Kiasa Rav Dimi Amar Kunta, Rav Dimi said that no, actually it means Kunta. Kunta is a kusmin, which nowadays we have that norba. Not kusmin, that's cumin. I'm sorry, kusemes Rashi says, which is spelt. Okay, so meaning he disagrees. Meaning he says that really it means spelt, and we'll see in a second. That's not so pasha because Meisvei we asked the kasha. Hold on, one second. What do you mean that we're talking about spelt here? Because chilka targets with tisane tameim b'chol makom. All these things are tame because pasha says they've been soaked in water. Water is machshir, right? We said it enables it to be mekabel tuma. So Bishlam of the Mandar Arba, it makes sense according to the Abaye, who says that all this stuff depends on how finely they're cutting it into two, three, or four pieces. This kosher, because that's why they're always tame, because again they have to be dipped in water to part of the processing to be able to enable them to be cut. Right? You ever try to chop a piece of barley, or not barley, but we're talking about wheat. But you ever try to chop a grain? Obviously, it's very hard. You have to soak it to make it soft if you're going to cut it fine with your fine chef skills. Alamadam or Kunta, but if you tell me that we're talking about spelt, so Amay Tzmein B'chol Makom, right? Hello, it's kosher, right? What do you mean? Why, if you just tell me that it's talking about spelt, so why is spelt necessarily soaked in water? But it's not B'chol Tumma. Why would it always be Tumma? So Gemara says, Gagon Demi Kalfan. The case is where the spelt you take off the shell. It's the ilav the shar b'maya lo have mekalpa because you can't do that without putting it in water. Therefore, it's going to be tamei b'chol makom. I have my kar lechoka. Why do we call it choka? The shakel choka because again, you take off the chelik, you take off the what's it called the shell. What's it called in a grain? It's not a shell. Shells in the husk. Thank you. The husk. You take off the husk. And therefore, it's going to be mekabel tuma because it's dipped in water. Meisvei, hold on one second. How can you tell me that chilka is kunta is spelled? I know there minadagon. If a person takes a neder not to eat grain, so afapula mitzri yavesh, right? He's even not allowed to eat asar afapula mitzri yavesh. He's even not allowed to eat these dried out Egyptian beans. Mutar balach. He's allowed to eat them if they're wet. If they're soaked. Mutter be'orez chilka targis with tisane, and he's mutter for all these rice and all these three things we mentioned before. And the point here is that if he says he's not going to eat grain, dagon, so he's mutter to eat all these three things that we mentioned. So bishlam alamad amar chadad the tarti chadad the flas chadad the arba shapir. According to the one who says it just depends on how thin you're cutting it. So it makes sense because denaf gulu mutter is dagon because once you chop wheat into four pieces, that's basically grinding it up. That's no longer grains, right? Ella lamad amar kunta. But if you tell me that the chilka is spelt dagon aliyahu, that's actual. That's grain. That's one of the five grains. We say al nichya for that. So, kamasas kasha inechami. That's tough. We don't really have an answer for that. Ravuna sharlu lahanhu krufaisa. Krufaisa Rashi says or mokre b'samim. So Ravuna allowed these people who sell spices. Gee whiz! Oh my gosh! It was not this bad earlier in the day, by the way. Just got bad right now. So Rav Huna allowed these people who are selling spices. Lamezol lizbune kirechayu b'shuka to go out into the marketplace and actually sell normally. Adcholamayit seisvei Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, "What are you talking about?" I would have thought he would have brought a kasher from our Mishnah, but different Mishnah. Or Bryce, rather. Chanus Psucha Lestav, if you have a store that's opened up into like a courtyard almost, right? Meaning if you can imagine like one of these kind of private little courtyards that you see either in Yerushalayim or maybe around Europe, right? Little private kind of area. You have a little makolot there. So Pasech Venol Kedarko, he can open and close normally because that's, again, it's private. It's closed off. It's Bitsina. But Psucha Lushuzar Abim, but if it's already on the main thoroughfare, so then Pasech Achas Venol Achas, and he has to open one door only, and he has to close another door, because again, we want to show there's some sort of shinui here, right, that you shouldn't really sell normally on Chol HaMoed. Erev Yom Tov V'Achron Shel Chag, and Erev Shmini Atzeres, so Motzi Ma'ater Eshuke Ha'ir B'Peros, right, we open up everything, and we Ma'ater, there's a Keter almost, right, we what's the word in English? I forget already. They decorate the marketplace with peiros, b'shvil kovu yom tov achron for the you know, for again, because it's Hoshana Rabba, right? But it's technically Shechol HaMoed, right? That you shouldn't really sell kedarko, but we wanted to make sure there's all these fruits and stuff like that. Pashas, that also applies to Chol HaMoed Pesach as well for the last day of Pesach. But again, mipnei kovu yom tov achron in shalom mipnei kovu yom tov lo. You can only do that on let's say Hoshana Rabba, but if it's not. If all that selling is not for Shmini Atzeres, so you can't do it in public. And again, the pashas is how in the world could Rav Huna let these people selling spices to operate in public? Now, interestingly enough, just before we finish the parak, Rashi defines tavlin here spices as kruv and karshinim. Now, kruv is a word we use nowadays in Hebrew. That's cabbage, and karshinim could be another type of the vegetable that we have nowadays, either leeks, or maybe what they like to call in the art scroll, Yom Kippur Machzer, fenugreek, perhaps, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe that's something else, but it definitely, the chruv, definitely I recognize, is that's cabbage, and that's not spices. That's already, doesn't take me to ask that kasha, that's Tosos has that kasha. If you look at Metavlin, is I don't know what Rashi is talking about. Chruv, what do you mean? Spices? It must be talking about things that have to be crushed. On Chol HaMoed, right? What's the point here? The whole implication is that these items, right, it's obvious that they're being sold for Chol HaMoed, because if Rav Huna allowed them to sell in the marketplace, right, only things that are for Chol HaMoed are allowed to be done. We just learned a whole parak about malachos that you can only do for Chol HaMoed. So if the guy's selling spices that need to be crushed on that day, right, and otherwise they're going to lose their flavor, so everybody knows the guy's selling spices. You can only use them a Chol HaMoed, otherwise they lose their flavor. So Tosfos says, I don't know what Rashi is talking about. Okay, Seder. But either way, let's finish the parak. And meaning, what's the deal? Meaning, how in the world could Rav Huna allow these people to sell normally in Chol HaMoed? So Lokasha, Habiperi, Habitavlin. No, that the price that we quoted before, that you have to sell in private, that's talking about peri. That's talking about produce. That's, you know, stuff that perhaps could be used after Chol HaMoed. But tavlin, again, spices, right? People are not going to buy so much spices. That's all going to be done for Chol HaMoed. So therefore, everybody knows. And it's for the Yom Tov and for the Chol HaMoed, and therefore he can sell in public. Hadralach, Misha Hafach. We have maybe a blot or two more, if I don't remember. I don't remember exactly where the Avelis of Dapim come in. It's soon. It's in a couple of days. We have a couple more days of Hilchos Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed specifically. And then we'll get on to Avelis. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.